thank you for listening to the Contemplations Podcast by Angelo Caragiorgos, who thinks that the path to authenticity is paved with enthusiasm when you embrace life as a whole. As a token of appreciation, you can download Angelo's audiobook, How to Get Closer to Your Real Self, Entering a Path of Fulfillment and Long-Lasting Enthusiasm Made by You. You only need to go to angelocaragiorgos.com/gift.
Nice, very nice, incredible, I can say. Things keep going better and better together with the weather that is becoming more sunny and the temperature is keeping increasing. So we will go above 20 in the weekend and I hope it remains like that. In the previous article about the fourth day, I mentioned that I went for about 2 hours of walking in the afternoon. After writing that and recording an English and Greek podcast, I went out again. I couldn't believe how much energy I had. I kept walking unstoppably. Afterwards, I looked at the map and saw that I did approximately 6 kilometers. And this happened very easily. I just returned home because I wanted to. I was feeling so strong and so confident, even better than my other normal days, I can say. To be honest, I was very enthusiastic and I was also filled with very nice thoughts about myself and great positivity. A very enjoyable night walk, even though it was cold. Then I returned, I had a shower and then filled the bath with hot water. I emptied inside 0.5 kilo of coerced sea salt and 3 tablespoons of soda. I turned off the lights and put meditation music from a beloved artist called Deuter. An unimaginable experience, so much relaxing. I stayed for more than an hour inside. It was very similar to the experiences I had when I had tried the floating tank. The floating tank is like a small pool that is like a chamber and the water has so much salt that you can be supinely and your head doesn't drown, it floats. All the lights are closed and an hour inside it has amazing effects. When I went out of the bath it was late, so I just watched some episodes. At that time I couldn't recognize how, but I was feeling like I was transparent. I mean extremely light, empty. This was a very nice feeling, like I wasn't carrying anything in me. Nothing was inside me. I went to sleep and also woke up with that feeling. I don't know, it was the detoxification from the salt or the effects of fasting or maybe both. The sure thing is that I don't remember ever feeling so light everywhere in my body, so much clean. I didn't sleep too many hours again, 7, but I think I could have slept more as I woke up due to the great vividness of a dream. Since I couldn't fall asleep again, I stood from the bed. It was the fifth day. I was feeling even better than the previous day. I meditated for 30 minutes as every morning. Sometime after that, I sat on my laptop. I started writing. I wrote 1,500 words with no stop and my fingers were going like an experienced secretary's. This increased my enthusiasm. How much clarity of mind, how much energy and how much focus on what really matters to me with no junk existing. After some hours in the afternoon, I had the regular Skype talk that I do with my friend Pan and we record every week. It's in Greek and we call it yinning and yanging. In there we exchange several practical ideas about how we see life. I was very happy to notice that all the time I was in a very good condition. I could talk for long like I wasn't fasting. I could keep very well my focus and my energy was great. Afterwards I tried to go for a run too. In there I can say I pressurized a bit myself. I went much slower than how I normally go and I ran for less time than what I am used to. At night, strangely, I wasn't feeling so tired, but maybe it was the first time that I felt my stomach protesting. It was purring much more frequently than any other day of my fasting. However, this was also expected to happen about the fifth day. As it was, the only thing that concerns me is that I don't sleep well these days. I sleep for very few hours. Today I slept for only 5 and then I couldn't fall asleep again. Maybe I have hypertension due to fasting. I hope that the next days will get better. Even though I was lacking sleep, I started working on my laptop and this lasted for more than 3 hours. I could do some more but decided to rest. Because all these days I had forgotten a basic thing on my attempt to enjoy the existing energy, although there was lack of food. That during fasting the best thing that you can do to yourself is to let it rest as much as possible, in order for the detoxification and all the other processes described below to occur. The more you pressurize it, the more hurdles you put to it. So I rested for a few hours and had a small nap and come here again to complete the article and voice record the corresponding podcasts. So as for the benefits of fasting, first to make clear that the human body is designed to go between two different stages. The times that there is a certain level of stress and the times that there is relaxation. This means that we are not made to be all the time relaxed. This is unhealthy. A healthy organism is the one that maintains a healthy balance between these two, let's say, conditions. This means that water fasting, when induced appropriately when the time for reducing stress and then when the time comes to induce relaxation do this, it's perfectly normal. Apart from that, fasting promotes healthier response to stress. So apart from that, there are more clearer effects proven again and again by science. Fasting is a natural process anyway. Imagine that in the human history, especially a time when people were in jungle, food wasn't all the time available. The human body has evolved to it. Furthermore, we even fast every night for several hours anyway, except the ones that make attacks to the fridge during the night. So what I have till now found about the helpful effects of water fasting is the following. It boosts the process of autophagy. As I mentioned in the article about the fourth day, this is a cell recycling mechanism. During this process, the body targets malfunctioning cells and old tissues to optimize resources for survival. It destroys them through selective protection. Fasting boosts your metabolism in the long term. Leptin, known as the satiety hormone, increases thyroid hormone production, so an improvement in the sensitivity on leptin has the above effect. It improves your satiety. As we said, the hormone leptin influences how full you feel, and during fasting you are becoming more responsive to leptin signals as you feel full easier. It influences positively the insulin sensitivity. Since you don't give your body sugar, the body doesn't produce the hormone insulin, and thus as a result you achieve higher sensitivity. There is a decrease in blood sugar. As mentioned in the article about the second day, this drop results in lower energy in the first days, but then our powers are stabilized since we get in a more efficient fat burning mode. Improves cardiovascular health. Fasting improves cardiovascular function, blood composition and blood pressure. Thus, the people with type 2 diabetes or high cholesterol are expected to see amazing effects. Fasting drops the blood pressure. Also improves blood triglycerides and promotes heart health. Fasting exerts a positive impact on the metabolic derangements commonly associated with cardiovascular diseases. It protects your brain. it reduces harmful protein production. There are many proteins and metabolic products that provoke inflammation, like inflammatory cytokines. During fasting, not only does free radical damage and inflammatory cytokine production slow down, but protective cytokine production increases. Decreases also inflammation. Inflammation has many causes, but an unhealthy diet is a consistent source of free radicals and the foods that cause inflammation. Refined sugar, refined carbs, alcohol, meat, dairy and fried or charred foods provoke inflammation. But food isn't the only source. Metabolic reactions also generate free radicals like superoxides and hydrogen peroxide. Foregoing a few meals prevents food-related inflammation before it even starts. Another way that fasting decreases inflammation is through better hormone balance. Several studies have found lower insulin levels and improved insulin sensitivity decrease oxidative stress caused by free radicals. It enhances recovery from injury. It increases resistance to oxidative stress. This has huge effects in genes, skin and tissues to remain healthy as you age. You lose fat. This is obvious, but it also happens quicker than it would have happened just because of the decrease of calories. After a few days of lack of carbohydrates, the body enters the state of ketosis, which is a more efficient use of the fat storages of the body. Helps the collagen of the skin to be healthier. Blood sugar is weakening the strength and resilience of your skin, so as we said, since with fasting you drop the sugar very low, you are also helping your skin's quality. It improves cognitive performance. Fasting also regenerates stem cells and the immune system. These exist throughout the body and are found in various tissues like the brain, bone marrow, blood, blood vessels, skeletal muscles, skin and the liver. Evidence suggests that through water fasting, stem cells will shift from a dormant state to a state of self-renewal. Fasting also may promote longevity. Since there are so positive effects from blood to skin, obviously it is very possible that it slows aging, although there aren't many studies in humans yet. It even reduces cancer risk. This happens due to the two factors listed above, increased autophagy and reduced oxidative damage or inflammation. Lastly, research also showed that water fasting may slow or halt the growth of tumors, as well as improve the effects of chemotherapy and reduce the side effects, making it potentially beneficial when combined with conventional cancer treatments.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.